You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a new bill would help pay off student loans for lawyers who take public defender appointments in the state's rural counties. We'll talk with one of the bill's sponsors about the details. Now, Americans gave more than $350 billion to charity last year, and one of the biggest times to give is during the holiday season. While people are opening their hearts and wallets to do a kindness, sometimes they get taken advantage of. On this Giving Tuesday, our next guest tells us how we can give safely and thoughtfully this holiday season. Jim Temmer is the CEO of the Better Business Bureau Wisconsin. Jim, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob, my pleasure. Always great to talk to you and your audience.
Well, Giving Tuesday and the holiday giving season, by and large, a positive thing. A lot of people being very generous. But let's look at the negative side. How common are apparently charitable scams around the holiday season?
Unfortunately, they're very charitable. You know, the charitable giving, our hearts open up this time of year. We're looking to help people out, and the scammers know that. And what they do is they take advantage of people. And almost every scam really relies on those scammers touching an emotional chord. And again, this time of year, people looking to make charitable donations, they have scams, they have fake websites. There's a lot of ways they do it, but it all relates back to having communication with you as an individual. So number one tip, if you're getting pressured, if that's on the phone, if it's in an email, if it's a knock on the door, stop communicating with them. Hang up the phone, delete the email. You know, you can shut or not answer your door. Don't feel pressured into making a contribution that you may not want to make. And if you do want to make it, take some time and go visit the website or call them back. A legitimate charity will want your money tomorrow or next week as much as they do today.
Yeah, what are some of those quick gut check indications that something might not be on the up and up?
Well, a few things. First of all, make sure if you're looking at websites that you're donating or you're searching the correct organization. Scammers come up with names that are very similar to good charities. For example, there's, you know, a long-standing great charity called the American Cancer Society. Well, a few years ago, somebody came up with a group and a website called the Cancer Fund of America. And they aren't around anymore. They were engaged in deceptive fundraising, and they aren't functioning. But that happens often. If it's for a well-known charity, make sure that the spelling is right, the website is correct, and the name is right, because it's very simple for scammers to throw something out there, and in the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, you may think you're doing good, but you're actually giving your money away.
How about that email we might get with a link? I mean, what I try to do, maybe this is smart, maybe not. Like, if I think it might be legit, might be something I'm interested in, I'll search online for the name of the group rather than clicking on that link to make sure I'm going to the right place.
Oh, that's right. And the phishing scams are big this time of year, too. They're looking for your personal information. If it's anything unsolicited, like I started with, even an email, you shouldn't be clicking links. You know, if there's the old trick, too. You can hover your cursor over the link, and it will show you the actual address that you're going to go to. So even if the text says it's going to, you know, the XYZ fund, you put that over there, and it'll show you, but it might be going somewhere else completely. So, right, go enter the web address yourself. Don't click on the links. And just be leery of anything that's coming in your email or even social media. You know, people also look to make charitable donations for the tax benefits of it. And one thing to keep in mind is things you see on Facebook or GoFundMe pages for individuals. They may need your money, but if you donate that way, that is not tax deductible. You know, it's got to be a certified 501c3 charity by the Internal Revenue Service, and you can always ask a charity if they have that 501c3 designation, and you can ask them for a copy of the designation letter from the IRS.
What's at risk if we get scammed? Is it just, oh, the 20 or however many bucks I gave away went to not a good cause, or can it be worse than that?
Well, if you use your credit card, of course, it can be worse than that, or it can be just your personal information. But credit cards, the one good thing about them is if you use them and you are scammed, you have a limit to your liability. Usually it's around $50. But the bad news is if someone gets your credit card information, they can go out there and try and use it. When entering your personal information, your name, address, birth date, or a credit card, two things. First of all, you want to make sure in the address line of the website, it's got an S at the end. So it's HTTPS, semicolon, whatever it is, and that S stands for secure. And there's usually a green padlock kind of logo along with that. The other thing you're going to want to do, as boring as it sounds, is check out the protection policy, the personal information policy on a website. They're going to tell you what they're going to do. Are they going to sell your information to somebody else? Are they not going to do that? Every website should have a policy listed like that on there for your personal information.
Talking to Jim Temer with the Better Business Bureau Wisconsin, looking at charitable scams, fake charities, that sort of thing, how to avoid them on Giving Tuesday and in this giving season. And Jim, we're saying a lot of negative stuff here, but I'm guessing you're not wanting to discourage people from giving.
Not at all. Give as much as you can. There are so many worthwhile charities, so many worthwhile causes. The people here in Wisconsin are great at supporting people in need, and there is need all over. We don't have to look very far to get that. But what we encourage people to do is you can give with your heart, but you've got to think with your head, because the last thing you want to do is have your money not end up where it's most needed. And the other thing, another thing I should say that you can do is you can check up even legitimate charities and see how much of those funds do go to the actual program itself instead of fundraising expense. You can go to give.org, give.org. That's the BBB's charity arm, and you can get reports on charities there. There's organizations like Charity Navigator or GuideStar that can give you very valuable information. Even our own Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions, the WDFI, has reports on charitable organizations where you can find about their spending levels and other things. So make wise, informed decisions.
And how about, it might be a good idea, it sounds like, instead of waiting for them to come to us with that call or email or social media post, we can take the initiative and try to find groups we want to give to.
Right. We're very big into that. You should be instigating this search. If anything's coming to you, you have to think twice about it. And again, sometimes the telephone solicitors, the telemarketers, they may be working for a legitimate charity, but the costs of telemarketing are huge. So they will be keeping the majority of your donation, and a minority of it will be going to the charity of your choice. So even if you're on the phone with somebody who informs you of a great charity, we still would recommend you don't give them over the phone, but you find that charity's information online and you can give directly. Also, if someone's talking to you on the phone, you should always be able to request that they send you information, again, if it's their 501c3 designation or anything about their programs, and if someone refuses or says they don't want to, that's an immediate red flag.
I understand you are interested in getting kids involved in the giving process. How can we do that?
That's right. You know, we find that definitely when parents are involved with their children in philanthropy, you're going to create possibly a lifelong giver. The very first thing you do is talk to your kids about it. It's significantly more children grow up to be donors if their parents talk to them about it and show and tell them about it. Be upfront with it. Show your kids that you're doing something charitable and then tell them why you did it. The other thing we like to tell people is be a guide and not a boss. You know, let your child discover the causes they care about and nurture their passion. The other thing is, you know, you can tell them you don't have to be millionaires to make a difference. You can offer not only your money, but also your time, your skills, anything that you can to volunteer, and you let your child see there's more to giving than just dollars and cents. But study after study shows the earlier that you can involve kids in philanthropy, the more they're going to get out of it, and the more they're going to be giving back to their society.
Something else on our mind, getting back to potential scams. It's a big shopping season from Black Friday and Cyber Monday through post-holiday deal hunting. How can we watch out for retail scams in person or online?
Well, in person, a few things. You just got to keep yourself safe. Make sure that credit card that's coming in and out of your wallet or your purse, you know, 10, 15 times in a day is safe and secure. This is a huge season for pickpockets. You know, if you've got 3 shopping bags and your purse slung over your shoulder, it can be maybe easier for you to have that taken from you. When you're walking out to your car and it's nighttime, and again, you've got 5, 6 packages, just make sure you know your surroundings so you stay safe. If you're going store to store, put those packages with your valuables in them in the trunk so people can't see in the window. You do want to keep that credit card safe, but make yourself aware of what's going on. Instead of waiting for your statement to come at the end of the month, go online, check every week so you can see if there are some charges being made on your card that you didn't authorize or that you didn't make. You know, when you're shopping online, you have to be careful that it's a legitimate site. There are a lot of fake sites for merchandise. if it sounds too good to be true, we always say this, but it is. You know, you're not going to get that that specialty item that you find for $500 everywhere else for $100. It's probably a scam. Same thing as I said earlier about the secure socket, the S at the end of the HTTP when you're shopping online. You also want to compare, of course, compare prices, but compare apples to apples. You know, every 27-inch TV isn't the same. So make sure you get model numbers written down when you're shopping so you're actually comparing the same items to each other. Our number one hint, or for anybody this time of year, this has to do with purchasing items or making donations, is make a budget, stick to the budget. You don't want to get yourself in a situation where come January or February you're scrambling around because you spent too much money. It's so easy to do. We have, I mean, myself, people in our office, we've all done this in the past. It's so easy to overspend. So to any consumer that's out there, you know, make a budget and stick to that budget.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
You bet. My pleasure. Happy holidays.
Jim Temer is the CEO of the Better Business Bureau Wisconsin. He joined us today to talk about charitable giving and how we can avoid scams during the holiday season.